All right, guys, let's get this party started. Hope you guys are doing very well today. I hope you guys are all having a very productive and profitable day. I don't know if you guys have been making any moves, if you guys have just been kind of trying to get in tune to what's happening out there in the markets, whether it's in crypto, whether it's in TradeFi, whatever you guys are into. Hopefully you guys are all doing well with it. Guys, today I just wanted to kind of kick back, just get into the charts and chill out with the fam, with the group. So if anybody ever wants to jump on in here, all you have to do is raise your hand. I obviously and always would love to interact with each and every one of you guys. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say and see how you guys are doing. So feel free to at any time raise your hand or request to come speak, and I'll bring you guys up here. Again, guys, for today, we're just going to be chilling and taking a look at the charts and kind of reviewing the price action, especially within crypto over the past week or so. To kind of make sense of it and just kind of talk about it a little bit. I know a lot of people, you know, are on one side of the fence, whether they're bullish, and then a lot of people are actually very, very bearish at the same time. And so I just want to kind of talk about things and see, you know, maybe why or what their reasoning is behind it. Let me actually bring up my charts. Excuse me, my computer did a little reboot. So give me one second here and bring it up. Jeez Louise, computer. Why you got to reboot on me when I'm trying to do things here? All right, guys, let's take a look at things. TradeFi right now down. We'll just quickly go over this, but I think it's always important to bring up what's happening out there in the traditional muggle markets before we jump on into the crypto markets. But TradeFi down 0.32 on the Dow Jones, and the NASDAQ is down 2.47. So big day, big red day for the NASDAQ, actually. Really, really interesting. The Russell is down 1.65. SPX or the S&P 500 is down 1.4. So big red days for TradeFi. Super, super interesting. What's up, Terra Space? What's up, Wolf? What's up, Gus? Gus, and yeah, feel free. I see your messages, but feel free to, you know, if you have to leave or if you want to jump on in, I totally get it. But I appreciate you being here. Poor bro. What's up, man? I appreciate you always being here. But yeah, let's go ahead and jump back into the traditional markets and see what's going on with all of this downwards momentum. Let me see here. We actually had some didn't we have some reports happening today? We did we not? I'm pretty sure we did. Let me take a look at things right now. What is today? 24th, 25th. 25th, yeah, let me see here. Oh, Powell actually had a speech as well today. I don't think it had anything to do with policies or whatnot, but I think a lot of people are kind of like watching what he says, watching what he wears, and whenever he speaks, that's kind of like people's natural habits is to kind of see what he's signaling, what he's you know, if he's wearing a blue tie, a red tie, a green tie. A lot of people like to do that, but I don't think it was anything significant as far as his speech goes today. Let me see here. Sorry, guys, I'm trying to catch up because I had all my tabs in a row, and then my computer did a funky little update. So let me actually just bring up a couple of my favorites. I like to use investing.com. You guys could get your information from other places. I really like to use investing.com on Brave Browser. And we could talk about that as well in just a little bit. Brave Browser doing a phenomenal job recently with their browser and with integrating people to crypto. So I saw, I think, Tindermint Timmy post something about that not too long ago. So we can touch base on that as well. Let me see here. What's going on? Investing.com. Come on now. Bring it up here. All right. Today, Dow Jones ends lower on drag from Google, Boeing. Oh, so they had their reports here. Let me see here. Was it Alphabet as well? Alphabet reported in some horrible looking numbers. Let me see here. The Dow Jones fell 0.3. This was obviously earlier. Alphabet slumped more than 9% after its better than expected quarterly results. Oh, wow. Okay. I try not to look at things, guys. I was in the office pretty much all day, and now come and kind of see what happened throughout the action for today. So that's what happened, huh? Treasury yields resume to climb higher ahead of Q3. Boeing fails or falls on mixed quarterly results. I'm not really surprised with all of these bad numbers being reported. That's why I always say take profits while profits are there. Not that I'm a mind reader or not that I know anything better than anybody else. I guess I will take that back. I do know one thing better than most people, and that is how to take profits, because I'm scared to death on losing my profits. And that's kind of why I say that all the time, guys. We had tremendous rallies the past month or so, I would say, even past half a year to a year for the traditional markets. And if you're not taking profits, well, I will say you're still in a very good, tremendous position to take profits from those lows in the past. Like if I'm taking a look at the SPX, I think the low was all the way back here in October of last year. So yeah, a year, actually it was on the 13th was the low for the S&P 500. And that low was right around 3572. Just going from that low into where we are right now, even still, even after having, about a month of negative sell pressure, you're still up 17%, almost 18%, to be very honest with you guys. And so if you're not taking profits, like, you got to get better at doing so. If you took a position in the past, somewhere during those lows, like, I would still very much suggest to consider it, at least consider it, not financial advice, but you always at least have to consider de-risking things. If you look at the Russell's, not at all in the same story or conversation as some of the other indexes, but the Russell going back low, matter of fact, just retested its previous low back in October of 2022. We are literally testing that low of 162.70. It's critical moment for the Russell. And it doesn't, and I'll be honest with you, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look, it looks like it's going to create a new low. And so be on the lookout for that. The NASDAQ, I will say the NASDAQ still in a tremendous position to be taking profits, again, from the low, back in October. Yeah. October was the same thing, same low. We double tapped it. We retested it back in December, but October is actually when we made, the official low last year, right around 10,464. Even from that low though, if you did catch it, on average, you are up right now, even right now, currently 36.22%. So you still have to consider taking profits, guys. That's all you really have to be able to be good at in this game, is to realize profits while profits are there, and to be patient. I will say for the NASDAQ, it does look a little better, but the RSIs on a daily time frame using Market Cipher, other people can use other oscillators and indicator tool of choice if they want to. I like to use Market Cipher. It's just a combined polished tool that I really have come to like. But in conjunction with other favorites that people have, I don't really care. The RSIs are rolling over to the downside. We are in negative money flow in the daily time frame. It doesn't look good on Market Cipher B whatsoever. It's down to almost 2.5% to the day. I will say right now we are still holding up above 14,166, which is a critical point of interest for me. And we could definitely range from that low of 14,186 all the way back up to basically 15,154 and be absolutely fine. We could just be going sideways, and I really wouldn't care one bit one way or not. I've already taken profits, not at these highs. I took profits a little bit lower, but hey, I still was able to kind of like nailed the bottom for the NASDAQ charts here. But I took profits right around 27%, which gave me about 16 on the charts. And right now I'm still, holding free and clear profits. So it is what it is, right? I do think that this chart on the daily time frame for the NASDAQ on TradeFi definitely looks a lot better than the Russell. The Russell looks like hot garbage. And the S&P 500 or the SPX also looks like it's just playing out a cup and handle formation on the higher time frames. And we could literally play out, not to go back, but definitely to go back, because I forgot, we could definitely play out this long played out and drawn out handle to this cup, which could bring us all the way down between a range for this low of this handle of $41.67 to about $4,000. And it would still make absolute sense to me. And I've said this on my live stream, and I'll say it again right now. While this handle is playing out, everybody and their mama is going to say all kinds of negative, bearish things. They're going to try to convince you that you're an absolute idiot. But you have to kind of zoom out, in my humble opinion. If you're an investor, if you savvy yourself an investor, right? If you're a trader, totally different thing. You trade, you do you. I can't fucking tell you anything about that. I'm an investor. But if you look at it as an investor at a longer, higher time frame, from a daily, weekly, monthly time frame, what do cup and handle patterns usually signify? Bullish price momentum after it plays out. Now, it's not to say that it's going to play out. Definitely in this structure, in this fundamental structure for the markets, like, it definitely does not have to play out. Just because it's there doesn't mean it's going to, for sure. But I will say, you know, it does look like it is playing out somewhat. And I'm going to be patient and wait for that. And I'm going to hear everybody and their mama tell me I'm absolutely crazy. But you know what? I've already realized profits. And so it doesn't matter what the fuck anybody says to me. I can afford to wait and play it out. If it goes to lower price points, I am interested in my 200 SMA strategy, which is, believe it or not, my friends, all the way down to 3,017 for the S&P 500. I will be using my 4x4 DCA strategy if it comes all the way down to there. And I will tell you guys, from where we are right now to that 200 SMA strategy, for me to deploy real capital, like anything that's going to be worthwhile for me, we need to go down 28%. So like, just think of it that way. I'm ready for this downwards price action. 28% from where we are right now, SPX is tremendous. If we go down from where we are right now for the NASDAQ to where I want to go with my 200 SMA strategy, and just to let you guys know, that 200 SMA strategy, which is 20 years of price data, not my opinion, but 20 years of price data of where we should be finding a flooring position take place on this chart. If we see ourselves travel below the 200 SMA on the daily time frame for more than 15 to 20 days, that, my friends, price point is right around $9,258 for the NASDAQ. Now, you guys might be like, hey, Tank, that's fucking insanely low. You damn right it's insanely low, and I'm prepared for that. That's 35, almost 36% from where we are right now to that range. And I'm just being real with you guys. That's not my opinion. That's 20 years of the chart's opinion telling me if things go to shit, if things go to hell in a handbasket, that's where we're going to be finding a flooring position. That's not where the floor is, but that's where we're going to start seeing a flooring position start taking place. And that's where I'm going to be practicing my dynamic 4x4 DCA strategy, really deploying strong capital right around on the NASDAQ, $9,275. You guys might think I'm crazy for that, but you know what? Being conservative definitely keeps you in the game a lot longer. And it's really worked well for me to really build a portfolio of significance for me and my family for the long haul. And so just letting you know, I'm just being very, very real. I'm prepared for upwards price action, sideways price action, and I'm definitely prepared for downwards price action, especially if war escalates, if, you know, what happens actually happens that we're all saying that we realize, but I think sometimes don't actually realize in its full capacity could possibly happen. And that is everything taking a massive dump. The Dow Jones, just to go backwards again and let you guys know officially, my 200 SMA strategy would find me all the way down to 25,496. Yes, I am prepared for that from the price action or the price point of where we are right now to that range. That would bring us down to right around 23% from where we are now to that price point of 25,487, guys. Yes, I actually do think that that can happen. It's not my opinion. Again, I'm going to say it one more time. It's the opinion of the charts for 20 fucking years. 20 years. That's just math. It's just average. I don't argue with numbers, because numbers are numbers and it doesn't lie. People lie. Our emotions lie. I'd rather not. So if we don't go there, I'm prepared for it. If we go sideways, great. I've already taken profits. Like I said, I'm free and clear. I've hit my triple plus play. But if we go to hell in a handbasket, my friends, no, right now, Crypto Tank fucking told you guys, like I told you guys about 2 years ago, before we hit a lick on 2 out of 3 of these damn indexes and really made a killing, the Dow Jones 200 SMA strategy is all the way down at 25,496. Not saying it's going to go there, but I'm fucking prepared. And yes, there are ranges before that that it could hold up on, but I'm prepared for deploying real capital at that range. NASDAQ, just one more time so you know, and you will fucking record it. Take, like Smokey said, take a picture, like write it down. I don't give a fuck. But it's all the way down here for the NASDAQ for at 9,258. The S&P 500 is all the way down here at 3,017. So you heard it. I'm standing in that fucking grave. I'll bury myself if I have to. If it doesn't happen, I don't fucking care. I'm ready. Either way, it goes. I don't care. Let's move on from traditional markets unless somebody has something they want to say or ask. Step in. I don't mind. But I kind of want to like hit it, quit it, make a move. Let's go down. Let's go down here. Bitcoin is actually up today, 2.4%. Now, I know a lot of you guys have already probably figured out and you know, like have done your research on, you know, why the price action to the upside over the past couple of days. If you guys don't know, in short, there's been a lot of signals from the markets, not just one or whatnot, but people are speculating on seeing, you know, listings happening. Oops, I see Rama here. What's up, Rama? I didn't see you there earlier. Sorry, I don't know how long you've been waiting. Let me get him up here. But yeah, like there's been listings coming on and off, and it just looks like the markets are preparing for these ETFs. At least that's what a lot of people are saying and speculating on. So that could be a lot of what's happening right now with the price action. And then there's also we're approaching the halving. It's not far away. It really is not that fucking far away. It's around April is when the projected next halving for Bitcoin is going to be. That's not to say that the halving is going to be the end all be all for why the catalyst is going to like propel Bitcoin forward. Like, it's just one of, and historically it's always been the anticipation phase leading up to that halving that people are trying to front run, right? So that's part of it as well. And then of course we have, you know, what's happening with our inflation here in the United States, what's happening with trade, and what's happening fundamentally out there in on a grand global world stage as far as these conflicts go, that's also really affecting speculative investors or investors just in general. But with that being said, Rama, what's going on, bud?
Oh, hey, Tank.
Been a while, my friend.
I just wanted to come up and ask a question. You kind of partially answered it there. I've been noticing that kind of Bitcoin's been trading opposite, you know, TradFi. I just wanted to kind of ask, you know, your professional opinion as the greatest investor in Cosmos, why you think that might be the case.
You know, obviously, it's just speculating myself too. That's basically everything that I just said. As an investor, one of the things that I always go through and, you know, get asked myself during my morning meetings that I have with regular muggle people that are very much more high net worth individuals than myself is, where are we going to park our money during these really questionable times, right? Like, where are we going to park our money that we're going to be able to get a yield or get a return or possibly protect it more than anything, right? And I think what's happening right now, what we're seeing is everything that I just said, you know, taking place, but we're also seeing investors, corporations, small family offices, you know, maybe even sovereign wealth funds with what's happening with the spot Bitcoin ETF and what's happening out there in the world, start actually, you know, taking just a small bit of what the ARK Invest narrative has always been, as far as like, they're starting to allocate small portions of their money, of their wealth into Bitcoin speculatively. Like, you know, Kathy Woods always says and uses as an example, like these companies, these entities put about 1% in, and then they see what happens there. And because 1% is not going to do shit to them. They put 1% in, they see what happens. You know, and then they put 2% and then they, you know, depending on what happens, might be laddering in more or coming out. I think what's happening is the stage is setting itself up perfectly for them to start entering in slowly. And that's just really what's going on right now. People are just basically speculating on everything that I just basically said. And, you know, when the dollar is wonky, and I think that's the best word that I can actually use right now as far as the US dollar. You know, you look at typically bonds, money markets, you know, short-term bonds, higher time frame bonds as well. Like you look at them right now on the 3-year, it's, you know, it doesn't look good. The 5-year bond doesn't look good. The 20, it's down 1.78 on the day. The 30-year is down 2.4. It looks like shit. It looks like absolute shit. And like, where are you going to actually be placing your wealth to either protect it or possibly gain a yield on it or gain a return? One of the ways that you can put it into right now, I think, is going to be gold. Obviously, you're seeing a lot of precious metals go up. You're seeing money markets for short-term plays. I know I'm doing a lot of this. See it get a lot of attention right now. They're at like 4.5 to some of them. If you're really, really savvy, you can find some money markets that'll yield you 5.5 like a week or two ago. And, you know, people are putting it in those two. And then, you know, where else can you go? You can go to Bitcoin. Bitcoin is speculatively, you know, you never fucking know, but like on paper and theoretically, probably one of the safer places you can fucking go to right now with your money. And know that you can actually have an impact and somewhat of control if you're some of these larger entities putting some portion of your money into it, right? And that's what it's all about. It's control, and it's all about protecting your wealth and or gaining some sort of yield on your wealth. And I think people are just speculating and seeing the right opportunity, right time with everything that I said earlier with Bitcoin.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Right on, right on, man. I hope you've been doing well, man. Eric, I see you in there. LS Network, I see you in there as well. PS, I see everybody up in here. Welcome, welcome, my friends. I'm not going to try to linger all too long on this space. I just really want to give my my two cents of what I've been really doing and seeing in the charts. Like I said earlier with TradeFi, I've already made my calls with Bitcoin. I've made my moves, you know, when it came all the way down here to 15, what was it, like 15.7, 15.9, something like that. It was like, I know it wicked down the mid-15s, but I actually was able to ladder in, not at the absolute bottom, but, you know, I laddered in right around 15, 15.8, I think, is when my last 4x4 buy happened. And I've already taken profits. I took profits within a range of 22 to 26, which I absolutely feel like a jackass sometimes. But you know what? Like, when I laddered in and I made my move, like, I averaged a 50% return from my position on spot. And to me, like, that's an insane great move. And right now I'm still in what I call my triple plus play, where I was able to recoup my initial investment plus some profits, plus some free and clear Bitcoin or crypto asset, right? And then I'm just sitting on it waiting to see what happens. And those other two of my triple plus play, my free and clear asset, is still in profits and gaining more profits as the price action climbs. And so, like, I'm really happy with it. You know, I could have definitely done better, but you know, I don't really cry over profits. Like, that's a concept to me that just never, I never really got into. And so, like, yeah, this price action to me right now is absolutely great. I will say for Bitcoin, we're in this range right now of probably ongoing volatility, because this is a good range in the past. Previous resistance and or support usually holds up going forward as resistance and or support, right? Makes sense. So we're going to have to clear this range of basically where we are right now. But if we can clear 35,000, and I mean, like, really fucking clear it, whether we go sideways right here and or just like jump away from it and get to 40 and stay away from 35,000, you know, that's going to be 35,000 is going to be a significant level for us to tussle with. I think, you know, if I'm wrong, fuck it, I don't care, right? But I think we could be here for the next month or two. And I would be absolutely fine if we lay down a foundation layer of support right here at 35,000 and just stick it for a while, while we lead up to the Bitcoin halving, while we kind of go through the next quarter of this year and try to end out on a good, stronger note. Like, it's all about foundational building for me, right? Like, you can't build skyscrapers of wealth on sand. You need a good foundation level of concrete price action to build upon. And if we don't actually build or fill those gaps in the wall, or, like, you know, build that foundational level of concrete or support for us to build a skyscraper of price action, like, it's just dooming ourselves to probably fall through it again. And so, like, this is a really, really fundamental place for us to kind of hold up and maybe go sideways, in my humble opinion. I know a lot of people would rather us just rally. But again, I think those uncontrolled, really parabolic price actions, like, obviously, people are going to sell into it, right? Like, once you see that shit happen, everybody and their mom is going to take profits, and like I'd much rather just go kind of sideways here on the higher end, right? Obviously on the higher end, like on the higher end of 35, like if we flirt for 38, 35, that'd be great. But I'd rather us really go sideways here, in my humble opinion, for the next month or two before we even make an attempt at 40,000. If we make an attempt at 40,000 right now, I'm going to be extremely like paranoid, and I'll probably run away and probably sell more of that free and clear Bitcoin, just because like that's just not sustainable, not maintainable, not realistic. And I'm not about that, right? So that's just my two cents. I think if we do get that, there is a high probability with everything that I said earlier, really reinforcing that bullish price action, that kind of, I guess you could say, if we get to 40, 41, 42 and stick it there, like really don't like touch the net, touch the rim and like fade off. But if we touch it, hang with our fingers there for a little bit, like really show some significant, strong price action, some good narrative, some bullish narrative, I think we actually have a good reason. And maybe, you know, we could probably start putting out the narrative of like, hey, yeah, price action is starting to reverse out of the bear market. Like right now, this is still bear market price action. This is, I hate to actually using that term, to be honest with you. I like the appreciation phase. Other people would say that's the bull market. And then we have the depreciation, which is the bear market. And then anticipation phase, right, is my three phases. Or they would say that's the crab market. I like to like really label those phases as that instead of like bull, bear, crab, because that like really gives other people the wrong impression of what's really happening out there in the world. Like as a long-term investor, there's only really three phases of anything, right? There's the anticipation of a listing, the anticipation of a halving, or like the anticipation of some kind of fundamental deal that's happening for that stock or whatever you're interested in. You know, there's people selling off and there's people that's bullish on it. There's only three things that are really fucking ever happening. And so like, I really wish people would stop using these catchy terms. Like, I know it's fun to make thumbnails on and stuff like that. Like there's, you know, a bull, and like it's much more fun than using these shitty words. But yeah, I mean, you guys get my point. I don't want to be stuck on that. Let's move on from that, unless anybody else has any questions about Bitcoin. I will say, if you take a look at Market Cipher B, that houses the momentum waves, the RSIs. Right now, I will say the RSIs are pinched together to the upside. We are in positive money flow. Our mountain ranges, as I like to call it, which reflects exhaustion with buying pressure, right? Positive price action is slowly creeping up to that exhaustion range, which is around 80 to 100 on Market Cipher B. So we are a little bit approaching that high side. It doesn't mean that we can't stay up in that altitude for a while and kind of just range on that higher side, you know, as greed, as the narrative is trying to flip itself from being bearish or crabbish to more of a bullish, not to go back and be a hypocrite, but not to go back into being a bullish kind of narrative. We could definitely sit in that range, in that pocket on the high side for Market Cipher B with the mountain ranges for a little while and kind of like, you know, these have our ups and downs, our ebbs and flows. But right now, it looks really fucking good. With everything said, like it really does look really good right now with Market Cipher B on the daily time frame. The candlesticks, Market Cipher A, each day for the past, let me see here. I'm just eyeballing things here. But basically for the past 11 days, every single day, we have had our candlestick with our Japanese Heikin-Ashi candlesticks. Let me make sure here. Just barely being bullish over the last every single day. And that's good, right? Until that actually reverses, until the wicks actually start becoming lower than the previous day, till the body candle highs are lower than the previous day. Like that's good. That looks good on Market Cipher A. For the traditional candlesticks, that looks good on Market Cipher B with the momentum waves. I really, really like what I'm seeing on the charts right now for Bitcoin. It can reverse at a moment's notice, though. So again, as you're seeing these 11 days of positive price action, remember to take profits. At least consider it. Let's go into some other real quick things in the crypto market. Right now, we can see that Solana's having I don't give a fuck what anybody's saying, right? Like, you know, IBC gang. Hey, if you guys don't know, IBC gang, by the way, from now on, let it be known, it's inspire, believe, create. We're trying to separate a little bit more because we do talk about traditional investing, real estate investing, precious metal investing. We're not just Cosmos, you know, we're much, much more. And I want the Cosmos ecosystem to be much, much more. So in order to do them justice, do us justice, everybody else that listens to us justice, we've kind of pivoted away. Let it be known, IBC gang now stands for Inspire, Believe, Create. I've even let my trademark lapse from IBC gangs, just so that we can kind of like refurbish and rebrand, redirection, re-steer the ship a little bit more. But anyway. Solana up 7.79% on the daily time frame. Ethereum up just barely 0.28. It's back fighting to get to or maintain itself right at 1800. It's at 1790 as we speak. It is having a lot of resistance at my point of interest, which is right around 1808. That was previous support in the past. It's obviously holding up as resistance going forward. The RSIs, market cipher B, for Ethereum on the daily time frame, still in the negative money flow, rounding, exhausting looking RSIs on the high side. Our momentum waves are reaching that 60 line and actually getting a lot of resistance. Looks like it's probably going to be staying right around where it's at right now. I'd be really fucking surprised, my friends, if we make a bullish move to the upside in any kind of significant way when it comes to Ethereum's price action. Now, could be wrong, but everything looks on Market Cipher B and on Market Cipher A when it comes to Ethereum. Just got to share my two cents about that. Let's move on into Atom. Atom only up 0.74%. It's trying to stay above $7. Same thing for Atom, though. Market Cipher B, excuse me, gotta take another sip of my coffee. Give me 1 second. It's 4 o'clock and I'm still drinking coffee. Market Cipher B for Atom, guys. Still, hey, people are gonna say I'm flooding Atom, the Cosmos Hub. A lot of things gotta change fundamentally for the hub, for the people in control of, whatever they wanna say, whatever the narrative is, the people trying to change things. Like, a lot of things need to change for Atom. Fundamentally and as far as socially goes, but on the charts, let's just stick with the charts. Rounding RSIs, looking like it's getting exhausted. Momentum waves didn't even take us up to that 60 line. We're still in the negative money flow. Does not look good, my friends. Does not look good. Right now, Market Cipher A, we still have a trend line of resistance that's been holding up as resistance on the daily time frame, right around $7.22. We came up to that trend line. We do have a reversal signal that popped up yesterday. It does look like everything is in play for price action just based on TA to bring us back down with negative price action in the future days. I'm just saying that's what's up there, guys. Let's move on from Atom. Secret, which I will say, I wish I was more of a fan of Secret. It's up 5.42%. If you want to call it up right now, though, it's having a lot of resistance at our Port Matrix. If you guys want to see these charts, watch our channel on YouTube and on our live streams on Twitter. When we do go live, we do share these points of interest that have been here for over 2 years now. Some of these a little bit less because obviously price action took its down there just recently. But I marked out this yellow line here, which is 28 cents for Secret a while ago. It's above it right now, but it is looking like it's running into a bit of resistance right here. Bit of a hesitancy with the price action. It could cut up above it. It's really easy to make these bold moves when, interest is low, liquidity is lower. So just keep that in mind. But I will say it is up right now for the day, 5.42. Whenever you're up percent-wise like that on anything that you're interested on, at least consider taking profits, my friends. Juno, having a massive move of the past 2 days, it's up right now 8.56%, back up to 24 since, yes, we are back up to this yellow line, which was supporting us as support briefly from right around June 18th, to about July 26th until we faltered and fell on our face, tried to get above it, and then again got smacked in our face and slammed all the way back down to right about 12 cents. But we rallied up since then, right around 12 cents back in September, came up to where we are right now and have come back down. And then we're redoing what we've done in the past. Hopefully, this time is different. Hopefully, we actually can stay sustaining ourselves at this price action here. And then we can keep, testing the 200 SMA, which, guys, if you guys don't know, on a daily time frame, 200 SMA is right around 34 cents for Juno. Hopefully, the Juno charter doesn't keep lagging and we can actually get those things done. If you guys don't know, a little transparency, I am on. I've been nominated, and I think I am on once it happens. The Operation Multisig for the Juno network. So we'll see. It has been taking questionably long for things. They're not gonna, you know, hey, people, taxes. I get it. I'm not trying to rush anybody. It is what it is. I'm just saying, like, we need to capitalize, my friends. We need to capitalize. We need to get moving. But yeah, Juno having a pretty good day. We'll see what happens there. Evmos. Evmos. Oh, baby. I don't think you had the memo. I don't think you got the memo. You're up right now 1.61%. But man, it's, let's just leave it at that. It's up 1.61% on the day. Trading at basically just over 5 cents. Osmosis is 26 cents. It's up 3.8%. Having these issues as well. Let's just, you know, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. Let's just say Osmosis needs to figure shit out as well. Figure your shit out. Other platforms are having a tremendous time, really proving itself. You know, I just want to give a shout out right now. I see my friend Ethan in here. I see Ashabalt in here. I don't have time to see Ellis Network in here as well. A lot of my favorites, I will say, even Kajira, right? Kajira has been my favorite. They've been a sponsor of ours, personally sponsor of mine for a long, long time. But not to overshadow, I mean, again, I just want to put out there, Ashabalt doing tremendous things. Ellis Network trying, I got it, my friends, I got to read that a little bit more. They just sent me some information to read. But, you know, I've been talking with these guys, and these are the kind of gentlemen, these kind of the kind of teams that are really actually taking things into consideration, really like trying to put forth sustainable, maintainable, realistic practices when it comes to their platforms. And so I just got to give and tip my hat to these guys, man, really doing phenomenal jobs. You know, I can't wait to also talk to you guys and share more at NFT Nashville, which is on November 4th, coming up really, really fucking fast. But I couldn't be prouder to have a lot of these guys as our sponsors, but like as IBC gang channel supporters and as just personal friends. Like, these guys have been really fucking knocking it out the park. The team at Ellis, Ethan, Eric, Astrovault, you know, like I said, Kajira, Dead. Like, you know, they're all bringing like their different approaches to things. But like, the one thing I really appreciate these guys is they're really fucking thinking it out, right? They're seeing what hasn't worked, what's not working currently, and they're not playing that same game. They're saying, like, you know, I love it. So not financial advice, but I will give you guys friend advice. Check them the fuck out. Check out their platforms out. Stop ignoring that shit. Like, you'll be pleasantly surprised. Like, that's all I gotta say about that. I do gotta wrap this up here in just a minute. But I do want to end this with Injective up 1.12%. It was over $12. It's at $11.91. Kuji is up right now 1%. It's trading at $144. Again, channel sponsor of IBC Gang, guys. If you guys don't know that, like, I just gotta put that out there. Still, I don't need this shit. So like, I will, little transparency. Everything that I get from Kuji, any of my channel sponsors, I'm never sell pressure to the ecosystem, to the network. What I do is I just stake it, and then I use that shit to give giveaways out. If you guys don't know that shit, that's what I do. I might literally, I'm telling you, you guys can check out the IBC Gang sponsor wallets. And like, if any other influencer, content creator tells you their shit, like, check my shit out. I don't give a fuck. Like, I will tell you right now, I might recognize like $50 any single time I get a sponsor. Just $50, just because, so I'm not an asshole completely, right? And don't like take some kind of profit. It's like $50 here and there. But I'm being dead serious about that. So shout outs to Kuji. Shout outs to Ashabalt. Shout outs to Ellis Network. Shout outs to everybody else in this space. I love you guys to death. Thank you guys for listening to me rant. I'm sorry for hitting and quitting it. I just wanted to put out some content and let you guys know what I think is happening out there, what I'm seeing, what's happening out there. I will be live tomorrow. So if you guys want to join me on that journey, I would more than appreciate it. But with that being said, guys, I got to go teach some kids how to choke each other out in jiu-jitsu. And then I got to go choke out some adults because, you know, there's nothing better than choking out some people. Anyway, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Peace. Take profits. I'm out.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of denolay stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.